good. Okay, we're on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. We continue to learn more Mishnayos discussing what prohibited activities incur lashes if you're warned beforehand. There's a list of them. Just hang on with the questions because it will get all explained as we go ahead. So there's going to be certain questions that will pop up right away, and the Gemara is going to discuss it right away. Okay, the Mishnah starts up. Let's just get this more synced here. Okay. Hakoreach Karcho Barosho. One who makes a bald spot in his head in mourning for a dead person. Oh. If you hear tragic news, relative of yours dies, you're not supposed to lose it. And some people, you know, if you remember, if you were a kid, you watched the Three Stooges. Remember? Larry would go to... No, Shemp. No, not Shemp. Moe would go to Larry and pull his hair out, right? So if you just pull your hair out in anger, in sadness, here's the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Bani matem l'Hashem l'kechem, your children, Hashem, your God, lo sisko to do, you shall not cut yourselves. You shall not make a bald spot between your eyes for a dead person. This will all be explained. But there's the lav. There's two lav, and we have to see exactly what lo tiskoru means exactly. But clearly, lo salsimu korcha, you shall not make a bald spot. So that's the transgression. Okay. Now, although the prohibition is explicitly stated, the Tana, so why does Tana have to mention it if it's explicitly stated? Because the novel ruling that sometimes a person is separately liable for several bald spots, pursuant to only one warning, as the Gemara is going to explain. So we'll see what the insight is going to come up. So that's number one case. Number two, v'hamakif pa'as rosho, and a person who rounds the corner of his head. We'll give more definition soon, but rounds off the hair over here by the temples over here. And that's not leaving the payos. The idea we say to leave payos, remember, paya, because we're corner. Paya is a corner, just like the crops in the field. You leave paya, so you leave a paya. One paya and two paya is payos. That's where the word comes from. Two corners, payos. Okay, so you shave it off. Okay, we'll see what rounding means. This too is directly prohibited. Again, the Torah says, Lo sakifu pa'as roshachem. You shall not round off the edge of your scalp. That's one prohibition. Here comes the next one the Mishnah is going to come to shortly. Lo sashchis es pa'as konecha. You shall not destroy the edge of your beard. That's shaving your facial hair over here, which we'll describe all shortly. Okay? So, but this one, he's just giving us the first one over here, which you'll see in a minute.
It's not saying you mustn't trim your beard.
We're going to discuss it all. Okay? And the next one I just showed you, Vamashchis Pa'asikno, and the one destroys the corner of his beard, which we will explain them all as well shortly. And someone over anguish over a dead person who cuts into his flesh. Okay? Again, it all specifically said in the Torah. Chayav. You're chayav for any of these lashes. 39 lashes for any one of the above mentioned. Now the Mishnah is going to get into discussions. Is it possible to be chayav multiple lashes for the same activity? So we're going to see there's a little bit of discussion on this. Sarat Sarita Achas Al Chamisha Mason. Let's say you hear that five people die close to Nebuch, shouldn't ever be. Whatever, a person's spouse and children, five of them. And now he reacts by cutting his flesh over the five people. So let's think about this. So it's each person is causing him a separate anguish, but it's one action for all five. Or let's say the reverse. Or you give yourself five cuts over one dead person. You're going to be chayav for each and every one. Meaning to say, for the one gash, for the five people, you're chayv five lashes for each of the five people you gave the one lash for.
Five sets of lashes.
Yes.
And five for one.
Yes. Or one person dies and you lash once, and you lash twice, three, four, five. The Gemara will identify the biblical sources for these rulings. So just, we hold all the questions. Gemara's going to explain everything. The Mishnah, interestingly, did not teach corresponding ruling for the bald spot. Remember, there's a bald spot you do overhearing someone dies. There's gashing your skin for a person. So it didn't mention anything about the bald spot, because while there is a scriptural source that one is liable to five penalties for making five bald spots over one dead person, there's no source for liability to five penalties for making one bald spot over five dead people. So don't mention that. Okay, next, let's continue. The Mishnah now says, when we're talking about the Peos HaRosh, how many lashes can you get for cutting your payas off? Al harosh shtayim. For rounding the corners of the head, you're liable up to two malchus penalties. Achas mikan, one for the one on the right. Achas mikan, and one for the other side. Now, let us take a look at what's going on over here. The head is like a composite of two pieces. The section where the hair grows, this part, for some people who still have it, and the area of the face and the beard. There's two separate areas where growth happens, and usually the hair that comes out is different looking as well. These two pieces are joined at the temples, which are called the corners of the head, because the extremities of each of the pieces are joined there. In other words, the uppermost beard and the lowermost hair meet at the temples. Hence, the head has two corners, one at each temple, and so a person is separately liable for rounding or shaving the hair off each corner. See next note concerning the sideburns, see further below, etc. This is so even if he rounds them simultaneously using both hands, and even if he received only one warning before doing so, each one is a separate payah that you were punished for. See below is the amount of hairs that must be removed in order for one to be allowed for rounding. Shaving the hair of the temples is called rounding because the hair of the temples dips down from the imaginary straight line connecting the hairline above the forehead and the hairline behind the ears, etc., etc. So we'll give you just one little picture to have a little idea of what's going on.
So
we have
three stooges again.
There we go. There we go. That imaginary line, you see, is where the head of the hair and the head of the beard, so to speak, this area, so you got the area that's dipping from the arrows below all the way down to where this part of the ear is. This area, that shave, that separate area over here, that's where you cannot shave any of that off. Okay? So there, so clearly, you know, people who cut it right up opposite the top of the ear, clearly it's prohibited. But it's even part of this area would be included in that. But it's got to go all the way down to the lobe of the ear, shall not be cut. So so how much you have to cut will be a discussion. You don't have to remove the whole thing. Any amount of hair in that area is a problem. So that's why Jews have sideburns. Now, of course, when you're talking higher up over here, there could be more hair coming out. That's where you get the side locks, because really that hair is coming there. But we will talk more about that. I just want you to have a general notion. I don't want to get into halachas now, but at least you know what we're talking about. Okay? Moving on to the next part. Al hazokain, on the beard, how many do you got? Okay. Shtayim mikan. Two. We'll see in a minute what these are. Two lashes on this side, ushtai mikan, and two on this side, va'achas v'mata, and one below. Okay, so now we're going to give you first the pictures, and then we'll give you the commentary. As you see, lots of commentary over here. But let's read it first, and I'll give you the picture. These are, now there's three different opinions in the Rishonim, what this means. But he's going to say these are the two upper protruding ends of the lower jawbone, which are located between the ears and from which point the beard begins. All right, so somewhere, and this is the upper part of the lower jawbone, somewhere about over here. That's one, that says one here, one here. The two lower opposite ends of the lower jawbone, somewhere around here, okay, and the chin area, okay? So that means you can get five lashes for each one of those five spots. Now, it's a machlokas rishonim. Where am I? Where's the camera? Okay, I have three opinions. And I, this is the Rivan. That's the one we just, look, we just discussed. You can see the on the right, the point over here. That's the lower, the upper part of the lower jawbone. Then the lower part of the lower jawbone, and then the
chin.
That's the Rivan's position. Rabbeinu Hananel puts it way higher, the first one. He says it's where, on the top over here, where the jaw meets the temple on each side. And then the other two, three, he is, no, and then the other one is by the lips over here, where the jaw comes up over here, and then everybody agrees to the chin. And finally, we have Rashi's opinion, where he seems to suggest that one is here, one is over here. We got a cheekbone over here, and everybody agrees to the chin. So you have three different opinions. The one that is total agreement is the chin. Yeah. But then there, between the other opinions, you've got about four different sides on each side. The halacha is you have to be strict according to every opinion.
Whoa.
So therefore, clearly, but this is all. In, so then you could, the only thing you could clearly say you could, there is no prohibition, is under your neck. Under your neck. However, you know, the neck ain't that far from the chin. So if you theoretically, you could use a razor here. Because that is for sure not. But the problem is, you can get awfully close, you know, from here to here ain't a heck of a lot of space. And if someone's doing it just a little bit further, another half an inch, you've transgressed.
Yeah.
So therefore, on the other hand, if using a razor on the back of your neck, it's not likely. I mean, I don't know how high they would go to use a razor, but it's all behind here. Nothing's over here. But anyway, in general, we just stay far away from any razors because what mistakes happen. But that means basically, so clearly where your cheek is, there's for sure no prohibition. But again, it's all so close one to another, it's not worth it. And therefore, you can't shave. Now, we're going to have to discuss what type of shaving is prohibited, etc., etc. But this is the idea. So you could get lashed five separate lashes for each one of the individual points that are on the face and two separate lashes for the payas on the two sides. Okay, that's the general notion. That's all we need to know at this time. Okay, and that's what he said. Okay, Malata. Okay, now, on the other hand, so the Gemara is saying you have five. Well, Rabbi Eliezer is going to argue. He's going to say, okay, imnotlu kulam ka'achas. If all of the corners of the beard were removed as one, what does that mean? This doesn't mean simultaneously, since that's not possible. Rabbi Eliezer means that the five corners were shaved without interruption in one continuous act. He hasn't stopped moving, just... Right? Hence, even if the person received five warnings, one for each corner, he's punished only once for performing only one act in violation of one prohibition. Rabbi Lesser would similarly dispute the Tanakhama's opinion that one incurs multiple penalties for the simultaneous rounding of two corners of the head. Okay, so there's a machlokas over there. Exactly, if you would, if you did in one shot or not, you get five lashes. Now he holds ein chayev ela achas. He's chayev only one. The Tanakhama argues and says five malchus of penalties in this case as well. We're going to see what the machlokas depends on. They all agree there's five. They all agree if you do them five separately, you get lashed five separately. If you do it in one shot, that seems to be a machlokas. And now the most important point is vein chayev ad shitlenu betar. You only chayev for removing the payas or shaving the beard is if it's done with a razor. Now, there's a whole machlokas over here. According to the Rush and others, this qualification applies only to shaving the beard. However, with regard to rounding the corners of the head, cutting the payas, one is forbidden to cut close to the skin, even with scissors. Rambam maintains, however, that the prohibition against cutting the payas only also involves only the use of a razor. In practice, we must take the stringent view into account and refrain from removing the payas close to the skin, even with scissors. So, the payas here, it's not a question of a razor. Anything would be prohibited to remove these payas, this payas area, while the shaving would clearly only be a razor. Now, what's going to be with electric shavers? That's going to be a discussion we will save for later. Okay, we have to also see how the Gemara came, will explain how we come to this conclusion that a razor is prohibited and why is a razor prohibited. But clearly, one cannot shave one's facial hair with a razor. That's for sure. You're transgressing five laws every time you do that. Every day of your life.
Camino sharp razor.
Well, if you take a regular Gillette razor, whatever, you just use a regular razor. That you cannot do.
Ooh. So this whole thing is a hawk.
Does it matter?
No, I mean, like, there's no logic to this except that it says so. That's what I'm asking.
That's good enough.
Yeah, I know it's good enough, but I'm just saying.
Well, you want some.
That's all there is to it.
I'm sure there's mystical reasons behind it as well. Mystically, we are told that the image of God that a man has includes a beard. That's part of the image of God. Okay, so you're kind of destroying the image of God, but that's on a Kabbalistic level. I'm sure, but there's simple reasons. There isn't simple reasons.
You can ask the question now. One question.
Not on detail, though. We could ask a question, but not on detail. But go ahead.
A general thing is the not allowed to cut it? Is only for when a person dies? Do it?
No. This is anytime.
That's what I was saying.
Okay. So to make it clear, there's a prohibition of ripping hair out. That's only after a person dies, and that's in response to that.
Right.
Gashing your body, only in response to someone dying.
Right.
Shaving the temple hair, removing the temple hair, or shaving the beard, that's any day of the week for any situation at all. Okay, fair question. Okay, now, that's the Tanakhama says, it's only a razor. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu liktu bemalkeit oberhini. Even if you removed it with planes. Things that, I don't know why you'd want to do it. Think that planes would. That'd be another Three Stooges routine, right? We will see. That's according to Rashi. Rambam says they're types of tweezers. Okay. Either way, he holds you be chayev on that as well. We'll understand the machlokas about that as well. That is the Mishnah. Okay. Now we're going to take each thing at a time, starting with making the bald spots. Now, what we need to know, what's important to know, is the Torah on two separate occasions tells us the prohibition of making a bald spot on your head in mourning over someone. One is in the Psukim regarding a general Pasuk regarding Jewish people, like all of us, except for Steve, where we're commanded we cannot do this. And then in Parshas Emor, separately, when it gives specific prohibitions that are for Kohanim, it mentions it as well. Now, what's going to be interesting is that certain information, when it says the prohibition for Jews, it's worded one way, giving certain information. And by the Kohen, it's worded a little differently, giving different information. And what the Gemara is going to do is say, you know what? We're going to say what's said by one applies to the other, what's by the other said by one. And we combine the two, we understand all the significance of how we formulate the law. So we need both psukim to come together to give us the full understanding of under what circumstances and how you are transgressing when you rip out a bald spot. So we're going to have to look at the different psukim over here. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught us. Okay, so this is in Vayikra. This is about the Kohanim over here. It says, Lo Yikrechu. Here's the pasuk. Lo Yikrechu Korcha Berosham. Kohanim shall not make any bald spot on their head. That's the first thing. That's the one we're interested in now. The rest, not as important. Upa'asa Konam Lo Yigalechu. They shouldn't shave off the corners of their beard. Ubiv saram lo yisrutu saratas, and in their flesh they shall not make any incisions. Okay, that's by the Kohanim, straight. By Jews, already saw the pasuk. Lo sis godudu, you shall not cut yourselves. Lo sasimu korcha bene nechem lo meis, you shall not place a bald spot between your eyes for a dead person. Let's just focus on the clause of the bald spot right now. So by the Kohen, it just says it straight. Lo yikrechu korcha baroshem. Don't make any bald spot on your head. Pretty straightforward. Any would imply anywhere on your head. Anywhere on your head. By the Yisrael, though, it's interesting. It says you shall not make a bald spot bein einecha between your eyes. Now, it doesn't mean between your eyes. There's no hair on you. It means the head part, just like by tefillin. You put tefillin bein einecha, it's over here. So it's saying, don't make a bald spot over here. Then it adds lames over a dead person. Mm-hmm. By the Kohen, it didn't say over a dead person. By the Kohen, it says you can't do it. So without any further explanation, we could simply, erroneously, understand the following. That I guess a Jew, a Kohen, can't make any bald spot anywhere on his head for any reason. While a Yisrael only can't make a bald spot in the area that's between his eyes, and only for a dead person. Now, if you're learning the simple wording over here. But the Gemara is going to say that's not how we learn it. So when we start with Lo Yikrechu, so that's the pasuk by the Kohanim. When it says Lo Yikrechu, so Yochel, I might think, Afilu Karach Arba V'Chamesh Krichos, you might think that even if one made four or five bald spots, lo yechayev ela achas, I you think you'd only be chayev for one, because you just, no matter how many times, you get once, but it says lo yikrechu korcha. It says an extra word, korcha. Why do you have to say lo yikrechu korcha? Don't make a bald spot a bald spot. Lo yikrechu, the word kereach means to make oneself bald. So just say lo yikrechu, don't make yourself bald. Why do you say don't make yourself bald? Korcha, a bald spot. That's the repetition. Talmud lomar korcha comes the extra word korcha, right? There it is. Because it seems lo yikrechu baroshem. Why do you have to have the word korcha? L'chayev al kol korcha v'korcha, for each and every one of the bald spots. So whatever you decide, I'm going to do one, two, three, four. Now we're going to have to discuss. You're going to have a warning for each one in between, etc. We're going to discuss this at length towards the end of the week. But it's very possible to get as many lashes as many times you ripped out.
Sets on.
What? Sets of. It's always, whenever we say, you don't have to ask this anymore, it's sets of lashes.
A lot.
Whenever you say lashes, boom, it's 39. Boom, that's it.
Whoa.
That's
how
right.
How do you live if you get more than 39?
So they wait. They let you recover.
Oh.
A month later, you come back, you get it again.
So whole year, you're going to get lashes.
Yeah. It's not going to be a good year.
I thought it was just one or two.
39.
No.
39. Okay.
39.
39 is a complete set of lashes.
Yeah.
When the turns to get lashed, it always means 39 or what you're physically able to take.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now, what's the word birosham? What does it mean, on their head? Now, the Bryce is not asking why this phrase is written, because it certainly needs to teach that the Torah prohibits the balding of the head and no other hirsute part of the body. I guess if you pull something out over here, nah. Rather, Bryce is coming to explain that on their head means anywhere on their head, since we might have thought otherwise. That's what means barosham, because why would I think otherwise? Because by the Yisrael, it says between the eyes, right? Levishanemer, since it says by the Jews when it gives a similar warning, Lo siskod lo hasinu karcha b'nei nechem l'meis, don't cut yourselves, nor shall you make a bald spot between your eyes for the dead. Yochel, I might think that you're lo yechayev el al b'nei bovad. I think you're only chayev on the scalp area on the forehead that's opposite like where you put your tefillin. So how do we know menayin l'ravos? Kol harosh. I know they include the whole head. Talmud Lomar Barosham, when it says Barosham Larabos Kol Harosh, to include the whole head, the whole thing. That's why it says Barosham. Now the Gemara is going to say, okay, wait a minute. So now if you're going to leave me like this, it comes out of Kohen anywhere on the head, and a Jew only between the eyes. So the Gemara has to show no.
So Rabbi, one question. So you're always they're saying that you should not pull your hair and make it bald. But if they do it, make it bald, like, you know, by, I don't know, with a machine or something?
Okay, that's not making a bald spot. I'm talking about a bald spot. Pulling. You know, you got hair,
something
you pull out, and now you see there's an empty spot here. I don't see any barbers doing that.
Okay.
That
it's a grieving thing.
And it's also because of mourning. No. Not style.
You're tearing your hair.
Okay, you're sad. You know, like what you see sometimes the Muslims, they just... They inflict self-afflict themselves.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to self-afflict yourself in mourning over somebody dying. That's the point. And in the one way, the Torah says, you pull out the hair. So maybe, so they ain't liela, but kohanim. I don't know, kohanim everywhere in the head. Shariba behena kosov mitzvahs. Because the Torah is giving them many, many more mitzvahs anyway. God's very strict with kohanim. So I, you know... So therefore, any law, like they can't become tummy to anybody if they want to. There's a lot of prohibitions they have. So I figure, you know what? We're going to be more strict with them too when it comes to the bald spot anywhere on the head. But Misral, where it only says between the eyes, Minayim, how do we know that it will include more than just between the eyes? So we're going to make a Xavier Shava. Namarkan, it says over here, by all Jews. Also the word korcha, a bald spot, which is extra over there too. Venemar lahalan korcha, it says over by the Kohanim, korcha. So similar words, we have Xavier Shava. Malo halan chayev alkol korcha v'korcha. So just like the Kohen is liable separately for each and every bald spot, as we already learned, or yikruku korcha, for each and every bald spot, v'chayev al harosh, and ischayev for the entire head, kebeinayim, just as much as between the eyes, because it says their whole head, so you see two stringents, but there's xavir shava, so afkan, also by the Yisrael, chayev al kol korcha v'korcha, yichayev for each and every bald spot, which it doesn't say by the Yisrael, but Yisrael just says, lo shasimu korcha, it says the word korcha once. By the Kohen, it says, so yikrechu korcha. So it says, even by, so we're going to say the Xer Shav, even by a Jew in each one. V'chayev al arosh, kevein einayim. And for a Jew, you'll be chayev on the entire head, just as between the eyes. Okay, we'll see more. Now the Ritva asks, so wait a minute. Instead of writing between your eyes in the ordinary Jew's verse, and therefore requiring Xer Shav to extend the prohibition to the entire head, let the Torah write on their head there as well. Why did it write between the eyes by the Jew if it's not going to mean that anyway? So he quotes a Gemara who answered, between your eyes in the bald spot verse is needed to teach that between your eyes in the tefillin verse means atop the head and not actually between the eyes. In other words, when the Torah says you put tefillin between your eyes, that's where the Karaites said, that's right, the Karaites have tefillin right here. Now, why God wanted to write that, that's another discussion for another time. But anyway, but that's clearly what you could be misled to say. Therefore, the Torah has to put somewhere else between the eyes where you know for sure it's not between the eyes. Because when it says, don't rip out your hair... between your eyes, there is no hair between your eyes, so it has to mean I'm between your hair between your eyes. Now, if that's what it means there, so by tefillin, that's what it has to mean. But I might think when you make the bald spot over morning, maybe it's only there. So therefore, I got the other pasuk by the Kohanim that says the entire head. But that's why it has to mention between the eyes. So then I'll know by tefillin between the eyes. Okay, why did God write by tefillin between the eyes? Yeah, that's another question for another time. But anyway, so that's what we clearly see. The Xavier Shavah now says what applies to the Kohen multiple lashes for multiple removing of the bald spot and anywhere on the head. But now we're going to go the other way because, wait a minute, but it would appear by a Kohen we haven't given any criteria. What if you just do it for the heck of it? What if the Maple Leafs lose Game 7 in the Stanley Cup?
Oh,
okay. Maybe will you get lashed for ripping your hair out for that? So malahala, but it says by the Jews. It says by a Jew al hames over a dead person. So afkan by the coin where it's not specifying. It's also al mace. It's also for a dead person. So by using both different sukkim, we learn from one to the other in both areas. So it comes out. You need there's three laws that between the two of them it comes out. Number one, you can get multiple times. You can get lashed. Number two, anywhere on the head. Number three, only over the sadness of a dead person. Okay, so now the Gemara. Is going to say, okay, what's the case now where you can get four or five times over here? So it says the Bryce's first ruling when it says Hani arba v'chamosh krichos hechidami. What's the case of these four or five bald spots? I know I said four. The Gemara, I think, said the Bryce said five. No. Anyway, I thought it said five. Oh no, four and five. Okay, fine. So what's the case? Okay, what's the circumstances that the extra word karcha means for five? You can get even up to five. But what's exactly the case? So Gemara's going to say it's hard to understand because either way you look at it doesn't seem to make sense. Why? So let's get it straight. Like, exactly when is he doing? Is he making one ball spot and then a second ball spot? And then a third ball spot, like one after the other. Okay, is that what it is? Ilema bezechazeh. If you say he made them one after another. Okay, so now, what about the warnings? So when do the warnings come? Ubechameish hasros, and one warning before each and every one of them. In other words, the guy says, I'm going to rip my hair out, I'm so sad. Don't do that. Rip. I'm going to rip another one. Don't do that. Rip. So now you're going to say that's the case where he gets five? Well, that's pshita. There's no insight to that. You've done one avera five different times. It's not different than anything else that if you it's five separate times. So that can't be the case. So let's move on to the top of the page. Let's say Ella Bechada Hasra. What if it's just one warning? One warning, right? He just says, don't do it. And then he pulls one out, and then another, right? Mi mechayev, could he be chayev five times? You can't be chayev five times for that either. But none, we learned in a Mishnah, nazir shayeshoy sayayin kol yom. What if a nazir is drinking wine all day long? A nazir is not allowed to drink wine. And the nazir received one warning at the beginning of the day. The guy, Gemara says, I've had it 28 days, was too long. I can't take it anymore. Just wait two more days. No. He goes to LCBO, he buys a huge bottle of wine, and the guy tells him, don't drink from the wine. And he drinks, and he drinks, and he drinks the whole day. Ain't a chayev el achas. You only chayev one. Right? On the other hand, Amrilov, they tell him, al tishted, don't drink. And then he drinks, and then they wait, and then he says, don't drink, I'll teach you to drink. Fushosa, and he keeps drinking. Chayva kol achas v'achas. He's chayva for each and every one of them. Right? So we want to understand, so what's the case over here that's an insight? In other words, you don't have to just tell me something that's obvious. So in other words, you can get five lashes. So how do you get five lashes? Well, if you warn him in between every ball spot, you don't have to tell me that. That's an obvious thing. If you warn him once before all five, it's the same thing. So it is a
very... And why that's a five?
It's a, well, not that, that. Five is just a random number. They just pick that. It means multiple, doesn't it? So Gemara gives an interesting answer. Lo tzricha desoch chamesh etzposof. He puts depilatory cream on each of his five fingers. Okay. Of Nassau, just five fingers. Okay, etc., etc. So you see from this, he doesn't have to be pulling the hair out. Just make it come out without pulling.
I thought people do that today.
Like wax. Yeah.
Over
like
somebody dying.
Oh.
Nabavas achas. And he placed them simultaneous on five different spots of the head, making five separate bald spots. Okay? There's a warning now for each and every different balding that he does.
Yeah,
all right. Since the five acts of balding were performed simultaneously,
you could have done
the
10.
Single warning perforce attached to each of them, for how could you exclude one act and not the others? Hence, there was a definite warning immediately preceding each balding, from which we ascertain that he ignored the warnings and is therefore culpable. That's the Chiddush. So that's like, so just like one after the other is one thing, but it was five separate acts, you follow, that it's going on that, on the one warning. Okay, so as the guy says, don't do it for this finger, for this, each is a separate finger, and boom, so one warning, five separate acts. Okay,
now. So you would think it would be one set of lashes.
So you think it's one set of lashes? Cause, so let's say I tell you, don't bald yourself. So you do it once, and then a couple minutes later, a second time, a third time, whatever, you only get lashed once. Why? Because the warning was only right in front of the first activity. Second activity is already was a break. There has to be kind of a break in between. Here is no break in between, but it's five separate activities. Therefore, you're going to get
five
lashes. Okay, good place to stop. Tomorrow we're going to do how much, what's the minimum amount of a bald spot that you're having, which is bald one hair. Exactly. What? There has to be a minimum amount to be considered a bald spot. So one hair is not.
Okay.
The question, remember, it's only in mourning over a person.
Only
if the maple leaves lose, you don't get lashed for it. Okay.